You've tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio for the Shoe Swap, by the Shoe Swap, and about the Shoe Swap, with content produced by volunteers from the Shoe Swap. The broadcast infrastructure required to get programs to air is supported by members, sponsors, and your generous donations. $100 monthly will sponsor a program, with your business or other concern getting up to 12 mentions weekly. Support your local community radio. To find out more, go to voiceoftheshoeswap.ca. Take out a membership and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week we're at the 27th annual Roots and Blues, checking out some blues harp aficionados. This next half hour will feature Sean Richard Hall, the harpoonist of The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. The duo has been globetrotting on the strength of 2017's Apocalyptic, and we'll listen to the opening cut, Get Ready. But first, Sean explains the origin of the band's name. And I'm going to go right off the gate and ask the obvious question. As a musician, I think I get the name, but maybe we could explain it a bit for those who don't understand musician humor.
All right. You know what? It's not many musicians have ever gotten their band name. I don't think we thought we knew what we were into when we named ourselves, but it came from, there's a tune written by the great Kris Kristofferson, you remember, called Me and Bobby McGee.
Yes.
And a little lady named Janis Joplin from Texas popularized that tune, and there's a verse where she goes, I pull my harpoon from my dirty red bandana.
Exactly, yeah.
So harpoon being a reference to harmonica.
That's right.
And that was the first time that Matt had ever heard that. So that's where the harpoon, so I'm harpooning with my harmonica, and he is axing with the axe. Axe is slang for guitar.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a very little literal name, and musicians never get it.
Yeah.
How would you describe your music for those of you who've never heard you before?
On paper, we would look like Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee out of the gates when we started. Like Piedmont Hill Country Blues was the approach. You know, straight up harmonica vocals. And then a foot stomp was what Matt used to play. And then he played like a little Gibson, Parlor Gibson at first with a pickup in it. But that's not what's... It's evolved into an interesting beast because we haven't approached our songwriting from the straight up 12-bar blues catalog because that has been written. So you can take many different choices in life.
Yeah.
And we decided, I think, pretty early on not to be blues archivists because we figured there were many white folks and folks from all different nationalities doing a great job supporting the blues catalog. And so we, and I'm not like, intending to be disrespectful at all.
No,
we just didn't have the chops to be shredders. So we went the writing route and started experimenting with our music that way.
You decided you didn't want to curate the blues. You wanted to take it somewhere else.
That's it. Stop pickling the blues.
Apocalyptic. That was Pretty Please by The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer. Up next, we'll listen to I'm Back from the same album. First, though, I'll ask Sean Hall what's next for the band.
One that is coming out, I believe, in the fall. It's called Post-Apocalyptic. It's a remix, a reimagination of the last record. Matt and I both remixed it in the way that you would remix, you know, take apart, deconstruct, keep the vocals and strip everything else out.
Yeah.
And really, it's really quite a reimagining. It's probably going to be a great stoner record for all we know. But we've got a, or maybe not. You don't need anything to tap into music. Just to open your heart, right?
You bet.
And we've got a live record that's coming out in early winter.
Okay.
And we did a 3-night run at the King Eddie, the legendary King Eddie in Calgary.
Yeah.
And recorded on the Rolling Stones mobile recording truck.
Ooh.
And it is a dream.
No stupid with a flare gun there.
No. No. That's crazy. They've got a drug drawer on the mixing board inside the truck. On the Helios console. I kid you not.
Oh, wow.
You should smell that truck, Richard. It's like you walk in and you can smell, you know, all the smoke and all the diesel and
yeah,
it's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing.
Industrial.
Industrial.
Cool. Yeah.